In the western United States and parts of Canada, a deadly virus is spreading among horses. The highly contagious equine herpes virus 1 is not a threat to humans, but it spreads easily among horses and even llamas and alpacas. So far, it's caused scores of horse owners to quarantine their animals, and from member station KUNC, Kirk Sigler reports it's also led to horse shows and competitions being canceled.
Becca Francis has trained horses for cutting competitions her entire life, so it's routine spending afternoons mucking out stalls here at her training facility northeast of Denver. But what's not routine is dipping her soiled boots in a bucket of bleach water each time she moves from stall to stall in this barn.
Probably one of the things is just keeping everything sterile and separate from other horses, which if you've ever been in a horse barn is a hard thing.
Clorox and rubber gloves are Francis's new reality. That's because the state of Colorado quarantined this facility. It wants to head off the deadly EHV1 virus that's threatening horses across the West. Francis had three prized horses contracted after attending a recent National Cutting Horse Association championship event in Utah. Two are recovering, but one had to be euthanized.
And I've never, ever heard of anything like this, nor ever thought it would ever be a concern that we'd have to face. So it's an eye-opening experience for sure.
About 600 horses attended that Utah event where the outbreak is believed to have started. Its symptoms weren't detected until later, though, in a horse in Colorado.
The size and the extent of the outbreak is unprecedented.
Dr. Keith Rohr is Colorado's state veterinarian. He says EHV1 has become common only in the past few years. It starts as a respiratory virus, and most horses recover in a few days. But in others, the virus becomes active in the brain and spinal fluid, where it becomes life-threatening. And that's why there's so much concern.
The disease can be spread horse to horse. We also know that the disease can travel on hands, on boots, on clothing, equipment, or feed, so it can be spread indirectly.
So Colorado officials aren't taking any chances. Horses entering the state have to have a permit, and horses traveling within it must have a vet-signed health certificate. Officials from Wyoming to California are taking similar steps, and pretty much every horse show or competition is canceled or postponed, including one of the largest in the U.S., the annual Breeders' Invitational in Oklahoma. The event's director, Robert O'Bannon, says the decision wasn't made lightly.
There is some degree of overreaction, but the fact that all these other events are being canceled, to me, kind of just validates that decision.
And O'Bannon points out there's a huge economic impact when horse shows are canceled. Vendors and judges don't come, hotel rooms and restaurants empty. In fact, the American Horse Council says horses are a $39 billion a year industry for the U.S. Veterinarians say the only way to stop the disease is to vaccinate some horses against EHV1, and in this case, to try to limit the spread from the horses that attended the Utah event. The 4 to 6 week hiatus from competitions is a sacrifice trainer Becca Francis is willing to make.
No competition is worth what we're going through.
It's costing hundreds of dollars a day to treat the rest of her horses with antiviral drugs, but she says that money is definitely worth it, given the financial hit she'd take if more horses were to fall ill and die. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.